This is Dakota Datebook for August 6th. Who hasn't experienced the momentary, magical thrill of seeing a meteor flash across the night sky in the corner of your eye? It vanishes almost instantly, yet its vapor trail lingers longer in your imagination. In Bowbells, North Dakota, a fellow named Isaac Ike Ross witnessed a real meteor close up on a summer's night. What may have started as a romantic peripheral vision turned into a blazing meteorite that scared the living daylights out of Ike because it nearly hit him squarely. It was a July night. Ike Ross was sitting alone at the back door of his farm home, located just 4 miles south of Bowbells, when he saw a brilliant ball of fire descending from the heavens. Ike heard the fearful swish of the shooting star as it passed through space on its downward course. He just about jumped out of his chair when the meteorite struck the earth within 20 feet of where he was sitting. Aghast, Ike watched as the meteorite pierced the old sod construction building that served as his seed barn. The force of its descent drove it through several feet of the shack's wall before it embedded itself in the earth to a depth of at least 2 feet. There was nothing magical about this trauma. Ike later said that he was scared nigh to death. After calming himself, Ike went to bed but slept fitfully, full of fright. The next morning, he warily investigated the hole in his sod building. Taking a spade, Ike set to work to dig the thing out, and after considerable hard work, he unearthed an interstellar stone. It was burnt perfectly black, with a peculiar sulfuric odor. Ike reckoned it weighed about 4 pounds. He brought the meteorite into Bowbells right away, and it was the center of attraction all day, clearly no ordinary stone. The blackened rock emitted a strong smell of sulfur. Some townspeople offered to buy it, but Ike refused to part with the rock. And it was on this date, back in 1910, that the Grand Forks Herald printed a story of Ike Ross's close encounter with a blazing meteorite. No one knows what happened afterward to Ike Ross's shooting star. Geology experts in North Dakota later termed it as an unconfirmed sighting. Nonetheless, Bowbells' Ike Ross, who lived from 1853 to 1923, gave a fearful description of what it felt like to have a meteorite smash into the earth nearby. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.